Henda, you are now entering a space for black history, a voice for the voiceless, the Harbinger on the Line Revolution, a marriage of chillers and platform that will last longer than it girl's marriage. Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Ungoyi, even if when they ask you, how sabine, do not fear. For if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.
I'm telling you, ghost lady, Tina.
Yeah.
So,
Tina. Yeah.
I gotta start banning Maligan from coming to my gigs, man. Niggas are embarrassing me, man.
What's going on?
What level of fuckery is this?
So I got booked. I was playing in Moloko, in Menlyn. Uh-huh. And then during the night, obviously, the boys decided to come over and drink my rider as per usual.
That's why they come over. They will tell you we're taking content. But nah, niggas are just there for the rider. Yeah. You know, to drink. With all that money they make you, they still just want the rider.
Yavonsa, Tato Masipa!
We laugh like this because there's a video that one of the Maligan guys, Mesh, sent to the crew.
You know when they say free alcohol, we show you flames.
What's your rider, McG? What is it?
It used to be 2 bottles of champagne. But that showed me flames.
You don't drink champagne now?
No. It's grandeur. 1 bottle of grandeur.
Yeah.
Henny.
Yeah.
And Jaeger.
Duh.
Jeez.
Yeah. For the shots.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Why did you stop the champagne?
It should be flames, dog. I was out here acting like a bad bitch. Nah, bro. It's too much. So I'm there at the gig, right? And then I ended up going back to the back office to speak to the owner and the manager, whatever.
Yes, I didn't
get to see everything. Yes. I just saw the video the same time you guys saw
the video. Oh, flip, yeah, today.
Yeah. So there's a video of Tato and they're dragging him out of the VIP.
At Moloko, where you're playing.
Yeah, we're literally VIP just behind the DJ box, chilling there. I played, did my set, and then I stuck around and continued drinking. And then that's when I saw the video of Tato passed out.
Because Tato's
and they're dragging him.
that nigga out look out his church and pretended to be dead, you know, in the coffin. Like, I mean, bouncers are like, fuck this nigga.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of one of those days or those nights where your woman goes, go out with the boys. You can do whatever you want.
Oh, dude, baby, can I go out with the boys? And she says, Solomzi. And you know it's shit when, like, she says your full name. Yeah. You know, Solomzi, do whatever you want. You're like, boys, I've got the best woman on earth.
I've got a visa.
When she says, okay, fine, do whatever you want or do as you please. No, it's a trap. Stay home.
And who took that video? You took the video. Jeez, what kind of a friend are
Doc,
you, bro?
I'll be honest, I'm so proud of you from podcast point of view. You put the podcast first, but you're a shit friend. You're a horrible friend. Like, you're the friends I despise. I despise friends. I fucking hate, I loathe friends who take videos of me when I'm drunk and I'm fumbling. And then they share them. Even if they don't share them, why do you want evidence of my flops?
Yeah.
I despise that, but thank
Mesh,
you, bro, for the content.
Grab the mic there, bro.
Thank you for the content.
Don't tell us what happened, man. Hey, so Mesh, please explain for 10 marks what happened that night.
Yeah, right, the day before.
Yeah.
And he couldn't go out because it was working.
Yeah.
So Sharp Fede, we decided to go pre-game at another establishment just for fun. We didn't even know that you had a gig around.
Yeah.
So Sharp, go.
Oh, yeah.
We go, it's nice, it's a load, you know. Yeah. We're having fun. And then Jason rings me up. He's like, yo, where you at? We're at Moloko.
Yeah.
Most of these guys are around the corner. So mind you, what we bought here is a lot. Like, literally.
Yes.
So now we're rushing to finish it.
Oh.
So everyone is...
Wow, you can't leave with it.
Nah, it's one of those places where you can't leave.
I hate clubs like that. We must just call them out. It's fucked up.
So ilento yokuminya ke manje
El Niño but they do a lot El Niño
and when we were going there so sharp I'm the one who's I was passing out in the first establishment. They took content of me like as always.
Yeah, that's like, normal. I mean, that's normal mesh, right?
I mean,
come on. That's regular.
So the what we usually do that to each other, but now we don't post it just for memories.
Yes.
So now the only mistake we did
was post.
Is that our phones are all off and his phone was the only one that was on. So we use his phone to record. That was the only mistake.
Is it you who posted?
Yeah, it's him.
Oh, you came across it in the phone now.
Yes.
Tato, you're in my phone passing out. Tato's in my phone passing out.
And rather than Tato alone, it was him and Tibla that they dragged out.
I just saw Tato. I didn't see Tibla.
Yeah, it was
even
him and
Tibla.
Yeah, they dragged.
But when out. I came back from the meeting with the bosses, he looked cool.
Who?
Tato. He was up
yeah,
and
he was fine.
Let's throw you out in the pavement. How are you not gonna wake up when you're out in the cold? It's not warm like the Moloko couches in Dreamland.
Oh man.
Yeah, so it was just another day, man. It was nothing. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
And they took them out rock stars.
No. They didn't like. They'll show them. We'll show you in the video. Yeah, we'll blur your face out.
No,
it's fine.
Man, no.
El Nino.
Yeah, man, we'll just show you Tato El Niño. El Chapo, El Tato, El Niño. They can't hear you. Far from any mic.
Yeah. You know what he's saying? If you put up his, it's going to put up yours.
Oh, hey, I don't have footage
hey,
like that.
Hey, dog, you've got footage
oh,
on
us. I'm tired. I'm tired. I got two kids, motherfucker.
I'm fine with everything you said, but if you're gonna put up my video, I'm gonna put up Mac's video and Mesh's video.
Yeah, everyone's free game. It's a free game. It's free game.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah, it's free game. He's the editor. He's editing. What are you gonna do? He's editing.
So since you told them my Moloko story, am I allowed to tell them your
As long as the story does not incriminate,
yeah, champagne story.
As long as the story does not incriminate anyone but him. Which story? Which story?
Champagne story.
Which story?
The champagne story. He knows.
Which story?
Champagne story.
Hey, what are you talking
champagne.
About?
El Niño. Champagne. Hey, what happened with you and champagne?
Don't worry. Don't worry. I'll post a video on the group also.
What happened here?
I'm just glad you guys weren't doing subtitles on the Monday episode.
But that's your champagne story.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Or
what
you
want to
remain mum? You want to remain mum? Champagne is all he feels.
Fuck.
Tell us the champagne story.
Anyway, no, what a minute, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Ladies, yeah, I is here, Malikant is here, Saul Panduka is here. Yeah. We're coming at you live from David Mashabela Studios. If you want to use the studios, email podcast@mashabela.co.za. And big shout out to our friends at Bybit. So if you want to buy, sell, or trade crypto, make sure you get Bybit and check out the link in the description below. So much to talk about. Where do you even start?
Crazy week.
I just want to say, I now officially, we have found the podcast queen. Big shout out to Vice Chancellor, Professor Mamukgethe Phakeng.
Mamukgethe Phakeng.
A queen.
Mamukgethe Phakeng. A queen.
Yes.
An elder.
Yeah.
A cool elder. Yeah.
Break it down for those that don't know what happened.
So, and this happened a while back, funny enough. Like, she was interviewed on David Mashabela's King David Studio podcast.
Yeah.
He had Sjava. Check it out. He had Sjava last week. Amazing interview. And so, obviously, it's on the other side of the premises, on the other studios. Mm. But because she's a chiller, and she was like, yes, the boy shoot here.
Yeah.
I think it's the reason she came here.
Yeah.
And she came to the studio, right, and shot some footage of her sitting there. You know what I mean? Like, and stuff like, this is amazing work and whatnot.
Mm.
And so she posted that video.
She actually shot that in Jan, by the way.
Yeah, in Jan. She shot that in Jan. Wow. Yeah.
And it's only coming out now because she's getting backlash. People are upset.
Yes.
Why would a whole academic or, you know, somebody... you know, somewhat serious, come to the podcast, which is crazy.
Imagine. Yeah, so there was the assumption of that she came to the podcast.
Mm. Yeah,
even if there wasn't, she did endorse the podcast, right? So people were angry at that.
Yeah.
You know, so someone from the LGBTQ community like went in on her and why not, and she stood her ground and stood firm.
I love that.
And said she doesn't like subscribe to cancel culture.
Let me read her tweets because they're very profound.
Fucking cancel culture. The fucking is spelled as P-H- A-K-E-N-G. Fucking, which is also her surname. So how you spell it? Fucking amazing, right?
Fucking.
Fucking amazing. Drop that fucking shit of yours. Fucking cancel culture.
Oh, I love this. Listen to this. This should be our intro, by the way. We need to address this toxic cancel culture. This is her. She tweeted this, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
It is utterly destructive and shatters the aspirations of many young people. You can't tell me you can cancel another person in good faith. It takes utter depravity to demand the fall of a young person trying to make it out there. And those young people, she's talking about the podcast network. Right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yourself included, and all the other 30 people that we have employed, which are young black people.
Everybody.
All right. No one is born woke. Young people are bound to err,
to make a mistake.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you mean well. Educate instead of canceling. Who said that before? Charlemagne the God.
That's it.
All right.
Charlemagne the God.
Everyone makes mistakes. Who hasn't made a mistake?
Not Champagne the Devil. Charlemagne the God. Mac.
Hey, you're not going to let the champagne go.
Hello. Hey, I want the story. Go on, though.
Yeah. Everyone makes mistakes, even the cancel brigade. It is part of life and growth. Just because your mistakes are not public does not mean you don't make them. Whoa!
Drop that.
Whoa, let me repeat that.
Thank you.
Just because your mistakes are not public and you're not a public figure, motherfucker.
He who has not
does
sinned
not
cast
mean
the first stone.
You don't make them.
He who has not sinned cast the first stone.
Yeah.
Simple.
Yeah.
Carries on to say, Mac G Unleashed and Sol Panduka have the best interviews ever done in this country. Fact.
True.
Fact.
Undisputed.
Fact.
Facts.
Numbers don't lie, by the way. That's why we're saying facts.
Facts.
They employ many young people and inspire even more. Fact.
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 Yeah.
Fact.
Tato, can you do something for a change today? Every time I say facts, you must clap or pass out or do something.
Yeah. Just stand there. Oh, the morning, how are you? Fact. Fact. Please, doc. Please.
You expect me to overlook all the positive things and cancel them just because Twitter says so. Count me out. Oh, my goodness.
God, it's a whole
I'm getting a hard
man.
On right now, man.
It's a whole professor, and you thinking you are there at home. You can tell her what to tweet, what to say, what not to endorse. Do you think she's not of sober mind? Do you think she's stupid? You're smarter than a professor? You who's so perfect without any mistake.
Count me out. I'll not be a part of that. No amount of insults and bullying will force me to hate on young people trying to make a difference and disrupting the status quo. I'd rather educate them 10 times and we want to be educated.
Literally.
That's why we're here, to live and learn.
Literally, that whole thing gave birth to a whole LGBTQI+ platform on this very same network.
They're very open and willing to learn. If this makes me a villain, so be it. Name calling does not faze me. I've been around. I will continue supporting young local people. If you want to cancel them, do so. However, don't regulate others. Interact with them. Let's uplift each other. Blowing another person's candle will never make yours shine brighter.
Yes. And they've probably been sending emails to UCT. But guess what? UC shit.
Drop that.
When you do that. Because no one is there to respond.
Oh, man.
Like,
oh, when I saw
man?
That, I was like, oh, this is beautiful. Remember they tried to do that with Tuson Bedu?
They tried to do that with Tuson Bedu.
And she folded.
And shame. She folded. Shame. Mm. She really folded. Because here's the thing, right? Because, and I get it. Because, look, she knows they're going to send like 5 emails to the Hollywood director or whoever, and those guys are white in the US, don't get, they'll be like, hey, we don't want any of this smoke. Mm. You know what I mean? And they'll think it's a loud noise. No, it's not a loud noise. It's like 50 guys from Twitter. Mm. Do you get me? And then they're going to let go. Mm. But Mamukheti Professor Mamokgethi, Vice Chancellor, Cape Town University, knows what's happening. She's got her ears and eyes on the ground, and she knows that she won't be fooled by these few people.
Yeah.
You get me? Mm. And I don't blame Tuso, because she knows who's above her.
Yeah.
So it's like, ooh, she can't, you know what I mean? But Mamokgethi is the boss.
You know what's crazy, Ghost Lady? There are so many celebrities, whether female or in the community, that are chillers but can't say anything, because this is what happens when you endorse us.
Yeah.
When we meet them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When we meet them. If if we told you the names of people we meet who are like, I love your work.
Even niggas are like, hey, I like that shit that you guys say, but I can't.
There's a nigga I met at the studios, the radio studios, who got like gospel albums and stuff. Was like, I love you guys' work. I'm a huge chiller.
But he can't say
I'm like, oh, man. You know what I mean? A true story.
Yeah.
Right? And he can't come out and say it, which is so, it's so bad. Like, because black people can't come out and celebrate black excellence.
Yeah.
For the fear of other, but, of some, not even some black people.
Bro, but we're over it, man. They'll catch up later, man. We're over it. We keep doing our shit.
We keep doing our thing, man.
Dude. For our chillers. There's people that love us, 600,000 of them. We're going to 700,000. So we're there for them. We don't really care. And obviously, the bigger the platform becomes, the bigger hate we'll get. It's part of the territory. I mean, look, dog, people hated Jesus. Who are we?
Jesus got crucified, bro.
Yeah, who are we?
Mere mortals.
Son of God.
Son of God.
So it's part of the territory, man. You just got to move with it.
Exactly.
Yeah, true. Yeah. So true. I don't even want to talk about
new that levels, much. New devils.
Kazo. Yeah. Speaking about social media and the impact of it, no?
Yeah.
Before I give you my 2 cents worth, what do you think is going on with our boy Nota?
Who's that? Oh, Berita's ex-husband.
Who's that?
Yo, bro, Berita's ex-husband. Berita's ex-husband, like, I don't know what's going on with Berita's ex-husband.
Are they officially divorced?
Berita said she's no longer married.
Okay. Should I read the tweet?
Please read the thread. For those who missed the thread, I doubt anyone did, but read the thread. Berita's ex-husband. I don't know what's going on with Berita's ex-husband. Like, Berita's ex-husband. Hey.
And you knew about that, bro.
Oh, by the way, I told Mac. When did I tell you?
2 weeks ago. 3 weeks
I told
ago.
Mac 3 weeks ago, right? That, oh, do you know that Berita's separating from her husband? Has separated from the husband. The date I had was 15th Jan, and I told him. So when Berita's ex-husband attacked me, you know, went on spaces, tried to humiliate me. Literally, the man said, Mac was a fool to trust a gambling addict, right?
Oh, yeah.
Even though I've been through past that, he used my addiction to humiliate
me. And other personal stuff that people don't know, and
he said
told
some
them in
horrible
confidence.
Personal stuff about me. And I see Berita's ex-husband always saying how he's such a model son and his dad is so proud of him. I don't know if it, proud of that does not, like, if I heard my son that I've raised with normal black Ubuntu principles and I've taken him to good schools for him to think, and he goes on a public platform to humiliate a person and use their lowest point as humiliation and embarrassment, another young black person who's earning an honest living and was trying to provide for his family and trying to live out his best a journey on earth. And I heard my son say that. And then he goes out there to speak about how he's such a great son and he was raised well.
And you I commend you.
So when he was saying all of that, I knew that Berita had dumped him.
And you could have had a field day with that.
Ooh, I could have come here and destroyed him. You know what I mean? Mm. But I'm not like that. I won't raise the same him and I.
You're not built like
that. I'm not built like that. That's not who I am. To get me, I'll joke about someone's addiction, right? But I would never try to discredit their character and say that's who they are, especially after they've overcome it. And the joke wouldn't be personal, though. It would be a joke. There's a difference between joking about a particular subject matter and attacking someone on a particular thing. Do you get me? I'd never do that. And when all of this was, and I told that I was, because this one, Mac was like, yo, I was like, dude, you know that this guy's actually, he's broken up with his wife left him. And I know that. Right? And I know that. I was told that by someone who helped Berita blow up, who's very close to her. Do you get me? And I told him. My manager knows about it, and he said all those ugly things. And I've been there, I was like, ah, it's fine, bro. The guy, like, how dare you point at other people and say other people's lives are imperfect, whatnot. None of us are fucking perfect on this earth.
Mm.
His life was not perfect back at home, right? And you know what I hate? Is that Berita said that her ex-husband needs help, and he is saying he does not need help. So that's why I say fuck him, because if he admitted that he's got a problem, then I'd be like, I forgive you. Mm. You were going through stuff.
Mm.
It's like people who you wrong when you're going through a problem. Let's say it's addiction and you steal something from someone. And they're like, dude, you have a problem of addiction. You're stealing this from me. They're like, no, I don't. Oh, so you're doing it in your sober mind. So you're saying it's of sober mind and you still treat people like shit and you speak like that about people. Yes. Even what he said about Michali. You know what I mean?
Jeez.
People are trying to explain. Dude, if he wanted to say rich men will get to a point of feeling like they own you. And that's how we've got people killing their women, because they feel like, I paid Lobola for you and this, so I own you. That's a different thing than what he said. And with the tone he said it, he was like, I own her. I can kill her. She's a thing. I can put her down.
Jeez.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's a different message totally you sent
like
out there.
Yeah.
What are your parents going to say when they watch that shit?
Mm-mm. Let me read the tweets that Berita said about her ex-husband. So it's, morning tweeps, I was off Twitter for a couple of days. I only became aware of the statements made by Ntlamulo Nota last night. I would like to first of all clear the air by being transparent to you all. I have been quiet because there is families involved in this situation. I am no longer married to Ntlamulo Baloyi. I left our marital home on Thursday, the 13th of January, 2022. As it stands, we are currently separated. I have been quiet because my safety has been a huge concern. This man is extremely irresponsible, reckless, and unruly. He simply does not listen to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
I do not condone his actions. I cannot even begin to count the numerous times he has erred in his speech. Mm-hmm. It's even difficult for me to follow after his every move. I simply cannot babysit a grown man.
Sure.
They go on. There's a part where she says she doesn't feel safe.
The bullying and disgrace I have faced publicly and privately is painful. This man's irrational behavior is beyond me. I am a very reasonable person. I will be the first to admit I missed a very big red flag.
I've been to Nota's house when she was there. Sweetheart.
Sure.
Man. Sweetheart.
You feel it in the music, man.
Yeah,
you
know, man. Oh, oh, I've got no stress, bro.
And you see,
this is hectic.
I get what she saw in her ex-husband, because remember what happened when we got in trouble with the LGBTQ community and we were panicked, it was panic stations, and we needed to put out a statement. And I was like, bro, the one person who's a really good writer, because I remember based on when Questa called out 5FM for not playing black music, but they want to, you know, expropriate black culture and. I'm paraphrasing, right? And I was like, a brilliant person would be Berita's ex-husband, you know? So I get the glimpse of greatness she saw in him, right? But what she's become, what he's become, is something else. And like, I lose all respect for you when we are coming down and you want to take her hand in a marriage and keep her gubo, and then that very same child, you can't protect her, you can't coddle her in warmth and love and protection. I lose respect for you as a man. Fuck whatever you said to me about me. I lose respect for you. You know what I mean? And then you can't protect her. You can't. And she feels unsafe in your hands when you're supposed to be her primary protector. She's not on drugs. She's not. And he was saying, then a British husband, ex-husband said, it's her publicist who made that statement.
Mm.
Then Berita herself went on to a space to, from her own mouth, said lies. And he's saying, I've got problems. I don't have mental problems. I'm fine. These are lies. I tweeted those things because I'm tired. And shout out to Berita for trying to protect him, for not coming out, because he's been having things, he was saying, ugly things about people, me included, since the time of the separation till now. And she kept quiet. But now she's got a song about anti-GBV. So when he then speaks like that and killing of people and women, she had no option but to come out. So shout out to her. She's a real one for not actually coming out immediately for clout or for whatever, which tells you that the reason she separated with her ex-husbands are valid, because they're not for clout. Otherwise, she would have come out with it. That day, that week, would have seen it on Sunday World, and we didn't.
But I think we have Podcast and Chill to blame for what Notes has become.
I get where you're going, but break it down.
You see, the thing called fame, it's a drug.
Fame is a drug, bro.
So here you have a guy, Nota, who's made people famous before, but has never had the taste.
Not people.
Or like, whatever.
Yeah.
But he's never had the taste of fame, right? So he comes on this platform, and you know what happens when you come on this platform. Literally overnight, you are sensational.
Because we saw that glimpse of the genius, the wonderful person and wonderful brain.
Yeah.
Right? Not the ugly part of it.
So I had him on my podcast, and he's never had that much interaction or eyeballs on him. And that's a drug, my dog.
It is.
So then, he's since then, I feel like he's always trying to get to that high. By saying outlandish things and just saying shit for the sake of saying shit.
You know what?
Like clout chasing, you know what I mean? Because like this is a type of guy who got a taste of fame, a taste of attention, and now was willing to get it at any cost, whether it's good attention or bad attention.
You know what your marriage cost?
Yeah, bro.
Hey, bro.
How many podcasts did he go on after the interview you did?
And the podcasts you're going on, they don't think you're amazing. They just want numbers. Mm. They want you to say some crazy shit like a woman can just get killed, whatever, for them to get the numbers.
Yeah.
They're not down with you.
Nota's not stupid. He knows saying
Marie's
that.
Marie's ex-husband.
Yes. He says that knowing that people... It's clickbait. It's like literally, you know, people accuse us for being controversial.
And his toss wife is no longer in the home. He's not getting the clicks there.
You're an idiot.
I am.
No, but Saul, you gotta call him.
No, I'm not gonna mention his name. No.
Because if you put in Berita, what Berita
is? No, Berita's ex-husband for today. From other times, I won't mention them. But hence I said ex-husband. And she did a great job. I would be proud of my daughter if she did that. And she told me that's how she felt in her own marital home.
So he's always been chasing that high, bro.
It's what Chili M said or something, you know, that the first high. And everybody, you keep chasing it.
Mm.
You keep chasing it.
Mm. Now that's what I think happened. Because I called him.
Analysis.
I called him after your space.
You unblocked him and called him.
Yeah. Because I blocked him a while back. I'm
the last motherfucker to block that guy on this podcast. The last one.
I'm the last.
When did you... Oh, you blocked him now.
Yeah, I blocked him.
Because he would send me stuff, and you see, because... And people in the podcast were like, block the guy, you know? And I was like, but sometimes he sends amazing pieces that I watch on YouTube, you know, conversations amongst great people, you know what I mean? Or good content pieces to read up on. And I'm a sponge of information, you know? And that's the part I love about him. And he would send me things, and I would check them out, and I would genuinely go, thank you, sharp, you know? Till he spoke all that vile shit about me, and I was like, whoa. Whoa.
I called him after that space. Mm. I'm like, hey, dog, I'm worried about you, man. I'm like, is everything all right there, bro? Because, like, what's the end goal? Sharp. Okay, cool. You've said what you said about Saul. I get you. But now it's coming across like you're a rebel without a cause. Like, what's the end goal?
Yes.
You're going to get all this attention. Okay, cool. Everybody knows Nota now, which is what he wants. Like, as long as he's trending, he doesn't care what for. It fuels that.
Hence I'm saying, that's what I even, if you check, I don't want to mention the name.
If you check on the podcast, we stopped talking about him because I realized, yo, the more and more we talk about him, the more and more it's fueling that desire of him wanting to be, you know what I'm saying? That beast. So I'm like, let's refrain from talking about him. Because even that space, we never spoke about it until now.
Yeah.
You understand?
Till now, I mean.
Because then you're now, what's it called when you're now, what's it called?
You're an enabler.
So I'm like, hey, dog, what's going on? He's like, explains, blah, blah, blah. I'm trying to fight for independence of... platform. Oh gosh.
What?
Nah, jeez. Fam. Wrong way to go about it.
I'm like, all right, cool.
Start
my dog.
Your own platform then. You know, make it independent and push for that.
Mm.
fighting for the independent. And I saw tweets, you know, him saying he's fighting for women because women are an enemy unto themselves or their own worst enemy.
Oh, like,
fam, your wife just said she got to a point where she didn't feel, he never harmed her physically, but where she didn't feel comfortable around you.
And I always felt like
around you.
I always felt like as long as Birita there is there, he'll be fine.
Be
but
fine.
Now I'm worried,
she
man.
She can't even.
Oh, when I told you, no you knew one, when I told you. Yeah, well, it's got his family because Birita's saying that even the family doesn't is not like, you know, is making things difficult for her to leave. That these are her words, to leave him, and no one is like, no, he's fine. Oh. She said that.
Yeah, I'm worried about him, man. You can't consume so much because notice the type of guy who reads every single comment on Twitter, on YouTube, whatever. You can't consume that much social media and come out okay.
You can't, bro. The best thing you did for me was tell me to leave social media. I turned off my comments on Twitter. I go where I want to go and what I want to see, and I'm out. And days have been happy.
Mental
sunlights
health.
Have been bright. My brain is so beautiful. I wake up. If I cut my brain open now, it smells like roses.
Yeah. Tea is tea in the morning.
Man, thank you, bro. Yeah. You know, you can't consume all that filth.
Yeah.
You can't consume all that filth, bro.
And come out okay.
You wake up, someone's calling you names.
It's impossible.
You wake up, someone is calling you names. You're trying to do a show and someone is tweeting garbage to you. And can't.
And he consumed all of it.
Some people, literally one guy said to me, I wish you died. I was like, hey, my ass, do you have blonde? Fucking hell, dog. My ass is our barber. I'm not blonde and twine, like, it's bad that you can't, bro. You can't. You can't.
What were you saying?
Sorry.
No, for me, it's just, isn't this a classical case of what you always talk about on the podcast? Mental health, guys. It's obvious, even the wife said, or ex-wife.
Yes,
he's ex-wife. Not well. He's clearly not well. He literally, and he doesn't just read the comments, he literally responds to every single person's comment.
Everyone
what
that
is
has
the
worked,
point of that?
Everyone that has worked with Nota or has even interacted with him, they're sparks of genius. That's why you'll give him attention, right?
Yeah.
This, what we are seeing now, is a product of social media. Literally, if he didn't consume this, he'd still be the Nota that we all know and love. But it really fucked him up. It fucked him up. And I'm worried because right now, there's no one in his corner. The industry, no one wants to work with him. I've blocked people. I didn't even know how to block until I met Nota. I was like, baby, how do you block? Because I'm not one to block people. I mean, look at what I've been through and whatever. Who am I to judge another person?
Bro.
But he's the first person. I was like, hey, dude, I don't need this kind of vibe, energy. For my mental space, for my mental health, so I can keep doing what I'm doing. I don't need this stuff, you know what I mean? So unfortunately, it got to a point where there wasn't even a friendship anymore. He just wanted to talk about podcast things and whatever. And I was like, hey, dog, I'm not there, bro, you know? I'm trying to stay off social media. You bring social media to me.
Sure.
You understand? And then I honestly feel like right now, I hope he doesn't do anything to himself.
How do we help our brother, guys? How do we help?
Hey, man. We can help a person who admits that they have a problem. Like, it's cliche, but that's the first step, right? Because through that everybody can be like, oh, then it explains this, it explains that, it explains this, it explains that. You know what I mean? Through that, then people forgive. Like, oh, cool, cool, cool. Because like I said, we've seen sparks of a great, you know, thinker. Sparks of a very smart person, you know? Not see. Bernice's ex-husband is very smart. I said it. I know. I'm not gonna say it again. You know, till he says he's got a problem and cool. You know, he's very smart.
Sad though.
You
sad.
Know, but fam, like, if you insist that all of this you did and you're normal, then you must be a very wicked person. You know, if you're 100% normal, then you must be a really messed up person who no one, rightfully so, wants nothing to do with. If you are really genuine like that. But if you have a problem, then it just makes it makes sense. You know? Mm. It makes 100% sense. But, bro. Bolile, man. And tell her there's a problem and get help. Right? Or just, you're not that guy. You can't handle the fame. Fame is, some people are built for the fame, you know?
Yeah, I've been famous since I was 13, by the way. Just sort of put it out there.
No, true story. True story.
You got fired half
no
of
joke.
It.
No
we're
joke.
Still out here.
Right, yeah. And there's nothing. You've had your own flops in life.
Yeah.
And they weren't related.
Literally.
Yeah. You've had your own flop and they weren't related to your fame.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I've had my flops and they weren't related to me being famous. It's not like, ooh, saw fame got into his head. He started, no. It was just my own things. You know what I mean? Private even. You know? Just leave the fame alone then. And
bro, this
get
guy
back
would,
to doing what you do.
This guy would check how many mentions he had when he's trending. Like, who does that, bro?
No! Let me tell you, wait.
I'm like, hey, yeah, yeah.
So we one of his crazy episodes when he, and I mean crazy, not in a literal term. It's a figurative term. When he said Batu and Drip shouldn't be supported, messed up, they're fucked up. Things because they're importing stuff from China, and I had the whole argument of no, but what do you mean, bro? They're creating employment. There's a whole supply chain. Even if the stuff are imported, there's a local supply chain that local people are benefiting from, and we had a whole exchange on Twitter, right? And then he inboxed me on WhatsApp like, thanks for that. I got 20,000 followers in 3 days.
Right. Oh, but anyway, listen, man, we've spoken about him. There's other things we gotta talk about, man.
Yeah, man, not buried
from one husband. Crazy fucker to another. What's happening with your boy Mo G?
My boy. I've never met Mo G. I'm lying. I have met Mo G.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening with Mo G, fam. It's so sad, bro. And why, like, to me, it's because I've got a bit of a backstory. Like I said, I don't know him. I've met him. He won't even remember. So he's one of the guys, like, who I'm a fan of because they got a second chance.
Mm.
So apparently Mo G used to be, like, a shit-hot, you know, prime radio talent in the game.
Yeah, Chilly M vibes.
Sought after. Chilly M vibe.
That's
protege.
The first time I met him. You came with Chilly to the studio.
For real? Mm. Oh.
Got it. Woo.
Came with Chilly. Oh, Chilly. Yeah. Chilly.
So I'm not shocked, you know.
Chilly.
He relapsed, I guess.
So he was like a 5FM big.
Yeah, amazing.
Killing
podcast,
it, right?
Amazing.
Amazing.
Still is.
Still is. Still very, still is.
Mm.
Then he left, I think, like KFM, whatever. Then me. Kasi guy from a four slow UJFM Snoopago radio. I joined UJFM, right? Sning ning. They're like, yo, guess who we got for breakfast? It's History Mo G.
Whoa. You know?
So I'm like, ah, man, hey, let me take a phone to like UJ. I'm like, hey, let me take a phone to like UJ. So, hey, it's going to be through the cut. It's so gana, Jade. So he did the drive there.
Wow.
And that was obviously when everything had collapsed. I don't know due to what.
Mm.
That's fine. It's life. We all have mistakes. You know, it happened to him. It happened to me and many other people out there. So I was like fascinated by this guy and I heard him. Oh, fuck, he's good. You know who employed him? Stefan Potgieter. He's got an ear for talent. You know what I mean? He's the guy from Y Academy, you know, and stuff, who fired me at UJ and brought me in again at thingy. You know, so Moji did the thing at his, like, when he was still, like, you know, low and trying to, did the drive. And I was like, fuck, this guy sounds amazing. Then they told me about the stories and, like, you know, he used to be like 5FM, KFM or something, somewhere there in the Western Cape and or whatever. And, you know, then I was like, oh, okay. Then obviously I left, what, did my own thing. And then later when I heard him on commercial radio, I was like, oh, damn.
Sound
homie's
clean.
Coming through. Mm. You know, homie's doing his thing, coming through. And it's been that. Mm. And, you know, I'm like, he was on a great trajectory. Mm. He's getting gigs. He's gigging. You know, he's working for Metro.
Mm.
He's cool. He sounds nice. And he's the guy, when the guy on Breakfast is not doing the show, he goes there, you know? And he's also built this rapport with black people because he's always... Because to me, at UJFM, I was like, you know? But But now he's become a darky. Like, he can speak to Khumuto from...
It's like from Thomas Mlambo. He's not a darky. Thomas ain't a darky.
Yeah, tell us. Hey, yeah, Thomas Mlambo. Yeah.
How I born?
Thomas. Yeah.
I'm a cheese boy.
Yeah, you know? So, like... And so now I'm like, he's found, you know, his groove again. You know what I mean? And he's been for a while because he was Kaya, Metro. I don't know which one came first or whatever.
But what happened with that video, though? What's the backstory?
So the backstory is, there's a... Okay, Musa Kawela said it's Lasizo's boyfriend.
Okay.
It's not. Because Lasizo, there's a guy he kissed, apparently, who looks like that guy.
Oh,
Brown.
I see.
Okay. What Brown. Mm. So that guy, I think, it's clearly... a friend, you know, or someone who digs Mochi, because you don't just borrow people your car, especially niggas. Your car is very, you know, it's like a woman. Borrowed Mochi his car, it's a Beamer, and I don't know for how long, but he didn't bring it back, and he has not been bringing it back. And
I heard he was with Tato the night before.
Which Tato?
Which Tato?
Oh! talk. We're talking about Mochi now. Hey! What's... Oh, that's why! That's why they found Mochi because he's so fake. And this thing passed out because he's so fake!
Drop this fucking
Does it make sense now?
We're gonna make the Mochi sofa slash yard.
Drop this.
How do you like that? So far, so good. My nigga. So that's so now the
so fast last
so fast so good.
Get up, Namochi. It's a fire town.
Drop this fucking thing of yours.
Oh, that's wild.
That's wild, man.
No, man. He's tired, man. He said you were together before, you know, so don't blame me.
Oh, gosh. All right. Wait, hey, shit.
Before I forget, so... Can yo, so yeah, for you know.
Oh gosh, woo. You were saying.
I was saying, can they put up the picture of the Stephen Khuretas? We keep hearing about him.
Oh, Stefan.
Stefan, can you put a picture up? You always talk about him, but we don't know who he is.
He just wants a
job. We're curious.
He just wants a job.
You want to be on Game Pass.
No, I'm curious. I want to see the guy. I want to see the guy.
Yeah. Who the guy with a thick mustache there?
Nah, she wants a job.
Not the one. I don't think we'll find the Stephen Khuretas, man.
Do you think they're going to fire me, Metro? Hey, because you know they don't like bullshit, man.
Okay, so I'm still saying, like, the story, you know. So the guy who borrowed...
Oh, man.
No, he borrowed from. The guy who lent him the Beamer couldn't get a hold of him. He's ducking him. And then... Obviously, you're a DJ, bro. You're going to post your gig guide somewhere, you know. Or the Sofeng is going to post it.
Yeah.
Then he tracked him to the Sofeng and got there. When he got there, now here's the thing, right? I don't know what the man is going through. And it's unfortunate, whatever. Yeah. I mean, he's going through. Someone told me, you know, he's addicted to grandpa, but it's not actually like grandpa. It's the other stuff, you know. They call it grandpa because it's like grand.
How? Because well done. How to?
Yes. So my problem is, that's fine, bro. You know.
Hey, bro, they're gonna call your salad more often, bro. Hey, you coming with the heat, dog?
Fuck, I gotta prove myself. How am I doing, Chiles? Are you impressed? Gosh.
Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained? That's why I'm here.
Grant.
Grant. That's why they call that white thing Grant. Grant. Are you not entertained, Igbuza? Igbuza, are you not entertained? That's why I'm here. So,
don't do that to us. Back to back, dog.
So it's whatever, man. You know, I don't know what he's going through. It's sad. It's unfortunate. But my problem is, so the guy caught up with him, and then obviously, he refused.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know about his sobriety state when you refuse, but he refused.
Yeah.
And then the phones came out, and then the video, and then the arguments ensued.
Yeah.
To me, the thing is, bro, I've been in a dark place before. I've done people wrong. But when they come for you and they come for their shit, you humble yourself.
Yeah.
You know? As a nice person who's... Because even nice people do fucked up things and make mistakes. Sometimes it's due to addiction. And you act out of character. And the reason people trust you with their things is because, oh, Saul is a nice guy.
Bro, how did you think of that grandpa one?
Yeah, I know.
Hey, that one was legendary.
I'll go back, dog. How did you do that?
He came out of nowhere.
That's some alien shit. You need to explain it.
Fuck this guy. That's like, nah, I'm on a nice emotional life lesson thing here. He's gonna come from grandpa.
Yeah.
So, like, to me, my problem is like, yo, bro, with Antoine, I'm sorry, I can explain or something, you know? Because now, dude, obviously the guy borrowed him his car because he fucks with him. And now you've lost a friend and now you forced his hand to take a video and now it's out there. It's embarrassing, man, you know? I mean, I've had some horrible things also happen to me and they could have been more embarrassing if I caused someone to take out their phone by resisting or by fighting or by, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it'd still be tricky.
You gotta be, thing is, I don't know what you're going through, but you gotta be honest with yourself at all times.
Hey, man, what a wild
week. When you start to lie to yourself and believe your lies, that's what happened. How can you say people are stealing when he's coming to fetch his items? It's his items.
Yeah,
you
gave him the video. No, they're stealing.
Now you can't even, like, play at gigs. Mm. You know, you can't even play at gigs because now people are going to be shouting, they're stealing. While you're playing, they're stealing. They're stealing. You know what I mean? While he was calling you, you're answering. He's like, hey, can I sign you to Wheel of Steel? Are you gay? Fuck. You know what I mean? Like, just because you resisted people getting their own thing. Just give them and apologize, bro.
Have you guys checked out the Pogba documentary on Prime Video?
Ooh, dog.
Yeah.
I'm actually watching, like, a lot of Prime Video stuff.
Yeah.
Right? I'm watching a lot of Prime Video stuff because of, especially docies. I've got, like, a Tottenham docie.
Yeah.
As well.
The Arsenal one's coming out.
Yes, I've got the Prime Video's got the best because I'm trying to. Oh, I failed. I was trying not to watch series because I'm waking up early now.
Yeah.
But I'm watching, there's a series on Prime Video. Okay, you're gonna go on about the Paul Pogba thing. Mm. It's called Terminal List.
Oh, they keep recommending that.
Yes, it's on Prime Video. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
So this guy is like in the Navy Special Ops and whatnot. They're going to a mission, ne? And then in the mission, they get ambushed.
Oh, okay.
And when they get ambushed, he finds out it's the people he's actually working for, and he literally then. He's the only one who survives in that ambush.
Yeah.
And he goes after the people behind the ambush.
Yo.
And the whole thing is like that. He's got a list.
Wow.
And it's called the Terminal List.
That sounds dope, bro.
Yeah, but I'm not sleeping now because I'm sleeping 3 hours again. I'm sleeping at one. So I don't like binge watching.
Oh, you haven't finished it yet?
It's all out there. Like the whole series is out there on Prime Videos. The Terminal List.
Yeah.
It's out there. Check out the docu, bro. Like I watched the docu. Biggest mistake
Let's
of my
check
life.
Out the
biggest
the,
mistake. Now
the
I'm
trailer,
like addicted.
The trailer.
The trailer.
Do you want to see
check
the trailer?
The trailer.
Goes
sorry,
late.
Check out the trailer.
Let's see it.
Now I'm addicted.
Let's play the trailer, man.
Google the Terminal List.
The Terminal List, no?
Yeah. The Terminal List.
Investigations are still ongoing into the failures of Operation Odin Sword.
Failed missions resulted in the death of 12 Navy SEALs.
Lieutenant Commander James Reese, can you outline the details of your mission?
They knew we were coming.
According to the audio logs, you went dark on comms roughly 4 mics in. Why?
That's not how it went down. This is personal. Oh, you wanted in on the fray. Now, you're in the battlefield. There's evil in this world, the likes of which you can't possibly imagine.
James.
Take Lucy, get her out of the house now.
I'm not gonna tell you again. Stay off my list.
Ah, dude, I love this guy, Chris Pratt.
Oh, you know him from somewhere?
Yeah, yeah, he's one of my favorite actors.
You must 947. Achu Morocco's my favorite actor, guys. Forgive me. You know, Tau Mukhale is my favorite actor, man.
You must read up on Chris Pratt. He was chubby like you. He lost weight.
For real?
Yeah, when he started acting and being in Hollywood and stuff, that's the body that he got now.
Shit.
But he used to be like chubby like you.
For real?
Yeah, man.
Not dope, man. I'll check. I don't know people who. Because I lost weight and I gained it again. So people who can keep it off, shout out to them. But check it out, bro. The Terminal List on Prime Video.
Look how big he was. Look how big he was.
Ah!
It's Chris Pratt.
Ah!
Yeah.
Oh, bro.
Hey, they take this acting thing seriously in Hollywood, bro.
They do. Hollywood, bro, they do. Come on. But you see their bags, though.
Yeah.
Their bags are like 4 million, 10 million US dollars.
Yeah.
I'd lose weight for $10 million. I'd stop eating meat and stuff for $10 million.
Let's talk about some music, man. What do you think about Makadzi canceling all the shows because you got injured?
What happened?
While performing.
What happened?
Let me find the story for you. But apparently she got injured while performing.
Well, it was a matter of time. Have you seen her on stage? It was a matter of time she got injured.
It has been reported that Makadzi got injured after falling and bumping her head onto a speaker.
Fuck, how's the speaker? How's the speaker doing?
She has therefore revealed on social media that she'll be taking some time off to rest and to heal. But what about the speaker? What's happened to the speaker?
It's fine. I'm pretty sure my car is fine, dog. Pretty sure.
Speaker's got family to feed.
Hey, the speaker's got family to feed. Ah, my man. This problem has not been amplified.
Yeah. Now he can't feed for his family because some girl decided to come on stage and Kanama.
Now the speaker's injured. It's going to his mom. Like, ma, one day's okay, now, ma. Missing saw.
And they're like, speak to your Makadzi.
You're an idiot. Nah, man. take all the time you need, bro. Those are all signs of fatigue. You know, when people
it's a mistake on stage, dog. That's not fatigue.
Hey, did you see, what's his name? Mistake on stage as well. What's his name? Rapper, USA. Cardi. Ukati.
Playboy Cardi. That was
Ukati. When you look at it, it was his cousin, Dira, to tell him, so Ukati. Like, hey, whoa, him. You saw that? So he's running back.
Hey, but he got up like a G.
He got the stage. He's like, he just fell off stage.
He got up like a G, though.
Yeah,
man.
You know, but those are signs, bro. Like, you know, relax. Take it easy, man. You can't take all the gigs in the world. And I'm glad she's taking the time to rest, bro, you know.
Lady Du also passed
get better.
Out.
Just shits and giggles, get better.
Yeah, Lady Du also passed out and woke up in hospital. Which is weird, because I follow on I got on WhatsApp. Mm. And she looks fine, man. She's been posting about, like, normal life things.
Yeah, I didn't notice that she, like, I wouldn't have said she was ended up in hospital. We'll call her Stutuzi.
It has been reported that Lady Du fainted over the weekend. She revealed on social media that she passed out, fainted, and woke up at a hospital bed.
Gee, that's serious though, eh?
Yo, the last time we had a similar incident was when Toss passed out and fainted on stage.
Yes,
I told you this. These gigs are going to kill our youngsters,
and
man.
He's taking a break now.
Toss.
Yeah. Well, he was. I don't know now. I'm hearing him in a lot of songs. Yeah. There's a song he's got. Robot Boy's also on that song. There's another song. Oh, so churchy, but it's beautiful.
Yeah.
With chords. I forgot the name now.
These gigs are going to kill our youth, man. It's just too much. It's too much. But you need a stunt double now, bro.
It's just money, dog. Like, they got to... Like, thing is, you put out a great song, and you want to capitalize from it so that you cool, because they know you won't be hot forever. So they're just trying to capitalize, and I can't blame it. Makadzi, Lady Du, Doss, they're all just trying to capitalize to secure a future for themselves, most important.
But with so much technology, wouldn't it be nice where you do one set at a certain venue, and then it plays out at all the venues you're meant to be on that day?
then you're just playing, then like everybody else, like, you know, Chili Peas and, you know? It's a bad idea. Yeah. People are there to see you.
Yeah, they'll see me.
In the flesh.
Yeah. So imagine I'm playing and then I can broadcast it at
but
all
you
the
see,
venues.
But you see, but it's different for a performance. And funny enough, this never happens to DJ because it you don't exert yourself as much as Makadzi.
Oh, yes,
you know,
yes,
like
yes,
finishing
yes,
the battery.
Yes,
like,
yes,
see Makadzi perform, you know. Yeah. Lady Du.
Yes.
Even
yes,
Doss, yes. They got like really... And you have to do that as a performer. That's why...
Yeah, we just...
That's why a DJ, generally... The biggest DJ, okay, maybe not with Black Coffee, he's an exception, but big DJs and big artists generally will charge more because of it's a physical thing.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah.
What
and
do you think
some would say spiritual.
What do you think about Kelly Khumalo in her comments?
Oh, what are the comments? What are the comments?
Yeah, let me read
this. Hi, Kelly.
I keep closing this prep. I don't know why. Kelly Khumalo calls the late Orlando Pirates and Bafana goalkeeper Senzo Maiwa a nobody. In an interview to one of the television stations called Senzo Maiwa a nobody, and adding that Senzo Maiwa only got to be known after he was involved romantically with her. What a bowl of nonsense. Oh, that's not me. That's our producer. He wrote that.
And Sanele, Sanele's wild with the prep. Oh, man. Have you noticed Sanele's prep? He's wild with the prep. He throws in some comment. I'm like, dude, you can't say that. And I'm telling you, you can't say that. And I say a whole lot of crazy shit. He's wild with the prep, eh?
Yeah, man. Jeez, Kelly Khumalo is not okay, eh?
You reckon?
Yeah, bro, I've interviewed her twice, man, and the energy, you know I'm all about energies. Her energy both times was just, it's just something off. I can't put my hand on it, but she's not okay, man. I don't know if it's the grandpa, but... But I get weird vibes when I'm around her.
For real?
Man. Yeah, man. It's like, she's weird, man.
It's a weird thing to say, though. I mean, what she said. I mean, dude, Senzo was captain of the whole national team. Mm. And goalkeeper, number one goalkeeper of the, not the biggest team, Pirates. Hey, don't get excited. Chiefs is the biggest team. But a huge team.
No, Sundowns.
I there's a problem with you. You're a, Sundowns.
Yo.
Ah, Tato, you passed out again. This is a problem, yeah.
Hey, Tato, you passed out.
I'm too sad.
Makazi fell on stage. Tato's like, hold my beer. Hey, he's auditioning to be a piano artist this one. He's a rock star.
One to my natural.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was weird for Kelly to say Senzo was not known before Senzo dated her. Yeah. And also, like, I'm yet to see. Maybe I missed the interview, like, where Kelly actually says and pleads, and not even just once, if it happened once, but repeatedly, you know, pleads justice for Senzo.
Mm.
I've never seen it coming out there and say, guys,
organically,
justice for my person. Mm. Where's justice for the man who, when he died, I loved her.
It's
I
the
loved
family.
Him.
It's the
or maybe
family.
You didn't love him then. Maybe they were trying to break up. We don't know what happens in relationships. But to say, the man who died, Ekaya, where's the justice for him? Mm. It's very rare I see that. You know what I mean? You can't make statements like, the man was not as famous before you.
Mm.
We're a footballing nation. Okay, we're not a footballer nation because we can't qualify for the World Cup or the African Cup of Nations, but we are a country that loves
especially
football.
Especially with what's happening now with the trial and everything. Wrong timing, bro.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
It sounds like she was prepped, though. It sounds like she's gone through some serious prep because her voice, she speaks so slowly now.
No, but that's how she's been doing speaking lately.
Yeah, she's got a weird accent.
For the past 3 years,
lately.
It's been like,
yeah.
It's almost like
slow,
Maya Angelou. Like,
and her and Maya the Angelou? Lawyer actually, they've got the same accent, the same.
Yeah, that accent
play,
is weird.
Dialogue,
play
like
Maya Angelou clip.
Know.
I think it's Maya Angelou, actually.
Mm.
I think it's a very Maya Angelou.
Yeah,
it's
like
Jada.
Slow, very like rehearsed.
It's a very Maya Angelou. I may
don't
be wrong.
Say the wrong.
It's very
thing.
Like Maya Angelou, like yeah. Slurp slash.
And the lawyer is always there.
The
by
walk.
The way,
the lawyer's always,
it's always there
now.
There. She was there on the in the interview also.
Yeah,
but you can't say it's. It's okay.
But
maybe
the speaker's
it's
off.
Fine. It's fine. Chillers will play and tell me if I'm wrong. It's fine. You don't have to.
Yeah, the
we can just move on, man. We can't wait for Maya Angelou.
Mm.
You know, like, but it's weird, eh?
It is.
I don't
weird.
Know. I've never followed Kelly like that. Is that how she always? It's not.
No,
clearly, it's not
because
you're surprised she speaks like that.
Yeah,
no.
It's like, what has happened, Gandhi? What happened to just normal
on.
Speech?
Mm. It,
just normal
it's put
speech.
Put on. It's not how she speaks.
No,
yeah.
It's not.
Like, kuluma kahle. Like, let's just hear what you're saying. Make your points. Now it's like, it's very intentional.
There's a poise. Like,
don't make any mistake. Don't say the wrong things. Very rehearsed.
I mean, before I interviewed her, off air, she's speaking normally, and then as soon as the cameras are on,
oh,
it's like,
damn!
God, you know, you gotta, God.
Mm. Oh, she turns it
comes
oh,
across.
She turns it off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa, bro, that is.
Ah, man, I was so sad to hear this. Dlala Thukzin parted ways with his manager. Apparently, his manager's been rocking him.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, man. Hey, manager. But managers will always rock
and
you.
And it's
bro.
Such as a. Always.
Ah, the world, bro.
Yeah.
Everyone's been rocked by manager, dog.
Yep.
But okay, ha! Tell me the modus operandi of managers, right? How they rock you?
They get greedy, so they're not.
But don't you handle your own money? Like, doesn't money get paid into your own account as an artist?
Some do, and then some come on board and say we'll take over as a management company and just pay you.
Why would you allow that though? Because then you don't know what's being negotiated.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
When you're in charge of the invoicing, the invoice comes from you and the money reflecting comes to you. Because remember, the manager works for you, not the other way around. Then you should see your money's come in.
But I can always say, okay, deposit X amount into Sol's account and then Minanawe will arrange. They find ways. If a manager wants to rock you, he'll rock you.
Like when Zola, remember Zola said when he found out and at a gig where, like a government gig, and the lady was pissed that they were late and like, she ain't just paying 80,000 for you, when you got like 13 grand and stuff. And then that's how he found out. I'm paraphrasing. It's in the interview.
But even
with
Stay Kiniko, when we, because we the proceeds from the Stay Kiniko thing we did with Zola, the money was for him, right? So I was like, where should I deposit the money? And he's like, as long as it's my account, don't deposit in my manager's account.
Yeah, I was about the movie.
Yeah.
Most they can go.
And then the
yeah.
And then the manager calls me. He's like, no, don't deposit in Zola's account. He's going to drink it. So it was a mess, man. It was a mess.
Jesus.
Yeah.
He's like, nope, I'm going to drink it.
Big shout out to John Carney's son. It's confirmed he's a new Black Panther.
All right, guys. Wait, I saw that tweet. But I Googled. I didn't see the facts.
Oh.
Yeah, Google. Oh, no. I saw that from Jan Porchiter on Twitter. That.
No, it's in the prep here. Sanele put it here.
Check.
That's is it wrong.
Remove that.
He can't be the Black Panther when he was the young John Carney.
And John Carney is Chala. He was the young Chala, who is Black Panther's father. Ufana no Chale u Black Panther. Now he can't be Black Panther again when he played Black Panther's father. Unless they go back into time and because Chala was Black Panther before he passed it on to his son. So he can't be play the father and play the son unless he's an it girl. You play the father, you play the son. Thank you all, no baba.
Where's the fact checker when you need her?
Hey man, where's our fact checker, bro?
No, she just said she's not pulling up today.
Wait. Our fact checker is in our production group, right?
Yes.
On WhatsApp, I've seen. Still yet to save a number, but I've seen. Because you know, you can see WhatsApp. The name, Abs. And we said we're recording today. She said she's not pulling up. She can't make it,
yeah.
What's happening?
I don't know, bro.
Ah.
I don't know.
She's part of the team.
Yeah. She couldn't make it. Like we running a crash.
Why do you look so sad?
Because we would like facts. At moments like these, what if I was sleeping? And now Black Panther, that's when the guy is playing his son and we all agree.
Yes.
You see, it's bad. Well, that's hectic. Wow, that is wild. Yeah. Okay. Well, miss her.
We'll ask her when she comes.
Yeah, she'll come back whenever she feels like rocking up. Hey.
It must be nice. Imagine me and Saul could be like, hey, you know, guys.
Saul, we'll call today. Him tomorrow. I can't make it. And probably I have an emergency, but I must communicate it.
Yeah.
You know, then we maneuver around. You know what I mean? Like, find a stand-in or move to a different date.
What do you think about Lewem getting married again?
I think now it's just dance, bro. How many times?
It's the seventh.
Eighth wife.
Yeah. Eight. Yeah, seventh, like. Few months ago. It's just now TV show content. I think it's just TV show content at this point, man. Like really, bro.
Imagine doing a podcast with all eight of his wives.
It's coming. It's building up to something, though. It's coming, dog.
Nah.
It's coming.
Anyway, we are here, man. Anything I'm leaving out?
We'll cover everything.
Yeah.
Covered a lot.
Is there anything you want to talk
about?
Wait,
guys, yes. So I'm having an event on Saturday, 9th of July.
Push, girl.
Yes! Guys, we have to, and you guys must pull up. It's a business event. It's the Small Business Runway Expo.
Oh, you've got the runway thing.
Runway thing is happening in 4 days, so people must pull up. Well, 4 days today.
Why isn't the Chillers Market sponsoring that?
Exactly, right?
Yeah,
you're only finding out now. So what is it
not
about?
Finding out now.
Tell us about it.
So it's basically an expo. We want to be able to market small businesses in South Africa.
Nice.
You know, we want to give them a platform to be able to trade, transact. And then there's an educational part of it where we then host, you know, we get speakers to come in. People have run successful businesses. Mac, you need to come through. Grandeur. And the overall theme of it is generational wealth. So we're trying to teach people how to create sustainable businesses.
Oh, perfect.
So lovely. Don't discount yourself and say generational wealth is too far. No, it's just about creating sustainable businesses. How do we trade with each other? How do we transact? How do we buy from each other? How do we, you know...
It's that simple, man.
Which business excites you that's going to be there, that you've confirmed is going to be there? Like an exciting business.
Yeah. For me, I am loving the data and intelligence. So there's a company called JVL Intelligence. They get basically data and insights on your company. So they can basically track all of your, you know, your social media, how your company is positioned, and then what people respond to and how you then can enhance that for your brand.
So, yo, we need to track Mellegan Media, man.
I'm trying to get Mellegan Media to come and shoot. And Utato's fainting here.
You'll find him wherever the rider is.
Oh, maybe we should have a rider, right?
Give them a rider.
Maybe we should have a rider.
Hey, don't forget, once again, we're going to be in the UK, man. We're getting closer and closer. Manchester on the 15th of July. We're going to come out there. We're going to rock a pre-party. London, we'll be performing at the Mzansi Festival alongside Casper Nyo Vest, Zakes Bantwini, Lady Do.
Zakes Bantwini!
You and me. Who else is there?
You and me. Yeah. Who else was there?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll be out there. And a couple of other artists from South Africa were based in the UK.
Yeah. And
when
then.
Are you leaving? When do you leave?
On the 14th.
On the 14th. Ooh. And then Birmingham on the 17th of July. We're going to do a podcast there, a live podcast with our UK chillers. We can't wait to see you guys out there. Hey. For more information, just visit piradio.co.uk. And then lastly, the 7th of August. I didn't know it was right around the corner, bro. Like literally, August is now, bro. We're out in Botswana. We're going to have a Chillers brunch.
Lend the iPhones.
Okay, sir. And we're actually looking for a sponsor. So if anyone wants to sponsor our Botswana trip, because we need to handle accommodation for the whole team, transport, all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. We'll give, yeah, sponsor accommodation, transport.
Yes.
Oh, biggest platform in Africa, podcast. We'll get a sponsor.
Yeah. So reach out to our events team, jason@thisismacg.com, if you want to help us out with the sponsorship there. And lastly, if you want the podcast intro as your caller tune on Vodacom, just dial *117*987*80#. *117*987*80#.
This is the intro of the instrumental.
Yeah.
Not of the Jonkani.
Yeah, we'll put the Jonkani later.
Ah, dope.
Yeah, but it's only for Vodacom subscribers at the
perfect
moment.
Let's rock and roll.
We out here, man. Podcast and chill, man. It's been mad fun.
It's been great. It's been so much fun. Tato, we love you so much, bro. We love you. Like, we really do. It's all banter. It's fun at the end of the day for the sake of the podcast. We love you.
Yeah, man. Hey, but that grandpa one. We out here, boo.
Oh, we're still recording. Oh, fuck.
To advertise, email podcast@thisismacg.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill with Mac G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.